Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Daniel Negito is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dan is the chairman and CEO of Market Street Financial Advisors. He's a new friend of ours, but he probably won't be a new friend for very long. We'll be using him more and more in the future now that we found him. He's a specialist in helping people manage their money, creating wealth, not just managing wealth, but helping them create wealth and making sure that they have more determination over how their money is used, including their tax money. He's the author of the new book, The Power of Leveraging the Charitable Remainder Trust. Dan, welcome to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Negito, I say that right?
Negito.
All right, I'll do the strong G there from now on. With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names correct.
I hear you,
Dan. The title of your book includes a financial planning term, a legal financial planning term, charitable remainder trust, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But before we do, I want you to talk to us a little bit about what you call the war on wealth.
Well, I think the war on wealth, I think, really started with the change in the, well, right just before the change in the new administration, and it seemed like all the problems were going to be solved by taxing the filthy rich or the so-called wealthy. And what happened was, you know, Americans went to the polls in 2008. They were fed up. They were tired of the economy was collapsing. The war was raging, and they just wanted change. Man, did they get change. And what they got was a change in attitude. And the change of attitude was, it just seemed that no longer could the entrepreneur, the business owner, the American investor, no longer could they be counted on to grow the economy and hire people and stimulate the economy the way it should be. Instead, it was, let's throw money at the problem,
right.
Let's create stimulus and TARP, and let's tax the people that are working the hardest, let's tax the people that are generating the job.
So instead of saying, okay, why don't we be nice to feed better, nurture, encourage the golden goose?
Right.
Let's just pick her up by the neck and squeeze another egg out of her.
That's exactly right, and that's the war on wealth. And here's the thing that drives me crazy, and you alluded to it before the break. You know, you hear this word wealthy.
Yeah.
I'm not wealthy,
right.
But I'm in the crosshairs, and this is the problem. The problem is when they say wealthy, they immediately attach the, you know, big bad Wall Street to it, and the guys are making $3 million, $10 million salaries and $20 million bonuses.
Right.
And they get everybody worked up. But in reality, when you look at who is actually in the crosshairs on the war on wealth, it's the top 10% of the taxpayers in the United States. And let me tell you something. To be in the top 10%, you need to be earning about $120,000.
And that's combined. That includes your spouse's income.
Absolutely right.
Right, and your business's income. And see, I wrote an article about 8 months ago, and the title was "Taxing those Wealthy Small Business Owners." And I gave a scenario about a lady who owned a business, and with her income from the company, which was only about $75,000, her husband had a good job. He made about $85,000-$90,000. The business was kicking off about another $60,000-$80,000. Their combined income was about $250,000. But that doesn't make them rich people. And the income from her company was in inventory and receivables and other working capital. She didn't have that. It's like phantom income. She didn't have the money from the company to pay the taxes on that. And because she had a subchapter S, it dropped right to her bottom line on her 1040. That's an example of how the plan to tax the wealthy is going to hurt small businesses.
Well, you know, you're 100% right. I'm a small business owner. I have 8 people here, and I'm like every other small business owner in America. You know what we do? We pay ourselves last.
That's right.
We pay everybody else
first. Or in the last year and a half, not at all, many.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. You know, we spent our last year holding our clients' hands, telling them everything's going to be okay. You know, you don't generate a whole lot of income doing that, but you do what's right for your clients.
Right.
And you keep. And I told my guys at the beginning of the year, my goal this year is to keep everybody employed.
Yeah.
Now, that mentality is what grew this country.
That's
but
right.
Instead,
that's exactly right.
We've got
a lot of people in Washington
out.
Who don't understand that, Dan.
Well, they never had a job. They never had a job in the real world.
Never ran a business. They don't. And I'll tell you what else they miss. They don't understand the intestinal fortitude of the people on Main Street, and what they will do if you just get out of their way.
Yep.
How much money they will if government would get out of Main Street's way, they would have all the money they want to spend.
You're absolutely right.
Now, talk to us about charitable remainder trust. Talk to us about how to use legal constructs so that we're not... Oh, by the way, before we do that, define for us an accidental philanthropist. That's a great term.
Okay, so that's great, because that's exactly where we want to go with this thing. If you're in the war on wealth, you're being targeted on to pay taxes. And that's that top 10% I was talking about. We pay 71% of all the taxes in the country. We pay 90% of all the capital gains taxes in the country, and all of the estate taxes. So, so you look at that as who are paying taxes. We are, and then the next step is, what are these people in Congress doing with our money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're taking it and they're giving it away. They're giving it to between TARP and stimulus, but they also give it to these unbelievable pork projects that everybody talks about every day.
Right.
I mean, money for olive fruit fry research and mm-hmm. the Lobster Institute.
And so you and I become accidental philanthropists.
Right.
Our money is going to these other things that they get to. So they get our money and they get to decide how to spend it. You have a way of avoiding that, don't you?
Right. And what I'm saying is, all I'm telling everybody to do is just think this thing through, realize they're spending your money and giving it away on your behalf. So all I want you to do is change partners. Change partners from the government who takes your money and gives it away to charities that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you take the money, using this vehicle called the Charitable Remainder Trust, you take the assets that you were going to lose to taxes anyway, lose to accidental philanthropy,
right,
and redirect them to charities in this vehicle called the Charitable Remainder Trust. And when you do that, you generate tax deductions for yourself, avoidance of capital gains tax on growth, and can generate income that will fuel your own supplemental retirement plan.
Hold on to that thought, Dan. We're going to come back to this, folks, in more in detail with Dan DiGitto right after these messages. The book is The Power of Leveraging the Charitable Remainder Trust. That's Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great performance that he does called Big Love. He's with Fleetwood Mac, if you didn't know that. Another great band. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You can hang out there, too. We'll let you do that. And no barriers to entry. We'll let you come in there and use our stuff and all you want. You can read. You can listen. You can ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Lots and lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the main website. And you can find my books there, too, by the way. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Dan DiGitto. He's the author of the new book, The Power of Leveraging the Charitable Remainder Trust. Remember that name because you're going to want to find the book. But mainly remember that it's a secret weapon against the war on wealth. If you're like me and like Dan, and you feel like all the hard work that you're putting into your small business, somebody else is trying to take it from you or prevent you from accumulating as much as you can, then you're going to want to know more about this. Dan, one of the things that, and by the way, tell us how we can find the book.
You can get the book at all the major bookstores, but primarily on Amazon.com. They seem to have the best pricing for the book. You could also go to my website, Nigito, Nigito.com, and there's links there to get you to Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
There you go. Check it out, Nigito.com. One of the things that's really kind of sad about We've got the way we do our philanthropy in America. Our government's got it all backwards. Americans, this is a documented fact. This is not my opinion. This is a documented fact. Americans, as a society, are the most benevolent people on planet Earth. And if you will allow, if you'll just allow Americans to do well, they will do good things with that wealth. More than any other country, any other society on planet Earth. And folks, that's not an ugly American statement. That is a statistical fact. Dan, what do you think?
You're absolutely right. And you know, but what we're trying to do here in this book is really to change the paradigm a little bit further. You know, Americans are the most philanthropic. We will give money away. We will give our assets away. We will share the fruits of our labor. And what I'm trying to do is say, well, wait a second. How about we just change the paradigm a little bit and partner with charity, even if that charity, by the way, is your own private family foundation or your donor-advised fund, which I talk about in the book extensively. But the fact is, if you change the partnership, then by creating a trust, it will benefit charity with the taxes you were going to lose anyway, and you can benefit.
And basically, it makes me happy to think that I can take a little bit of the leverage away from Congress to give my money wherever they want to give it to. I feel like I'm making a little bit of a, you know, striking out at them a little bit there. What do you think?
Well, they take. Do you like the way they're spending your money?
No, I do not.
And you know, I love this part because, you know, people from the left and the right don't like the way Congress is spending their money.
That's pretty funny.
But you know, at the end of the day, I think I'm a smart enough person, and I think Americans who have been misjudged by the left forever, the Americans are a lot smarter than people give them credit for. Let them choose where the money goes.
Tell us about how a charitable remainder trust works.
You know, this thing has been around since 1969, so this is nothing new.
Right.
It's always seemed to be a little bit complex in what I've done in the book, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, is I've dumbed it down to where I could understand it and made it a real simple tool.
Right.
And very basically, this trust that I talk about in the book is a 10-year trust. They can run for a lifetime, but this is a 10-year trust. And you take that asset, appreciated stock or some cash or whatever, and
can,
you move
can you
it.
Put about real estate?
You can put real estate in it, sure.
Okay.
But real estate starts getting a little bit more complex. I'm trying to keep it real simple.
Right.
But let's just say I move some stock in here, and I can put it into my trust. I get a tax deduction for what goes into the trust based upon how much money I'm going to take back out of the trust over the next 10 years. I got the formula in the book. And then I'm going to get a tax deduction for what goes in. When I sell my stock, even if it's my own business that I'm going to sell, I get to avoid the capital gains tax on that. I want to back up and say something because it's really important for your audience that if you're a sub-S corporation and you put money from your corporation into the charitable remainder trust, the tax deduction filters back through to the partners
of
the S election, and you get to take that on your personal income tax. And then you get cash flow from the trust for the next 10 years, and with that cash flow, you take that and you use that to fund either a tax-free retirement plan or a supplemental retirement plan, or you can transfer wealth to your kids.
But the main thing, and I, you and I did not intend to get too far into the weeds on this thing. The main thing is there is a vehicle, there is a construct that's not only, you know, it's in the laws, folks. It's in the books. People are doing this all the time. It's completely legal, and I mean, there's nothing. It's all been approved for 50 years. And you can do this. All you got to do is understand that, you know, how it works, but you got to find a professional to help you, right?
Absolutely. You can download the documents to do it from the off the IRS website on irs.gov. They even have the documents you can use to create the trust.
How do I find a professional? What would that person look like?
You need to go to a qualified attorney. I always like to start with my accountant because I think the accountants have the best feel of what's going on.
Well, they know who the local players are too, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
So find a CPA, talk to your CPA about it, ask about charitable remainder trust, but buy this book and you can learn more about it. You can educate yourself on it so you can be part of the process.
Yep.
Right?
That's wonderful. That's a great idea.
And two, probably, because you're going to want to give one away, right, Dan?
It's a great Christmas present, Jim.
Hey, Dan, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I wish you'd have me back. I'd love being on your show.
Nijito.com is the website, and Dan will be back. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you,
Quick
Jim.
Break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. The place I
love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.